CBDFX's CBD products are formulated to boost overall wellness and deliver calm vibes for daytime and nighttime use. CBDFX uses only organically grown hemp and all natural ingredients. CBDFX's best-selling line of CBD products features wellness-boosting CBD and legal Delta-9 THC gummies, oil tinctures, capsules, pens, and other products. Visit CBDFX.com today and use code GENIUS to get 25% off site-wide, plus a free CBD bath bomb with your first purchase. The code is GENIUS, G-E-N-I-U-S. Don't miss this special 25% off offer for Finding Genius listeners only at CBDFX.com. Offer expires August 31st, 2023. Feel the difference with CBDFX.
Forget frequently asked questions.
Common sense.
Common knowledge.
Or Google.
How about advice from a real genius? 95% of people in any profession are good enough to be qualified and licensed. 5%
go above and beyond.
They become very good at what they do. But only
0.1%.
are real geniuses. Richard Jacobs has made it his life's mission to find them for you. He hunts down and interviews geniuses in every field. Sleep science, cancer, stem cells, ketogenic diets, and more. Here come the geniuses. This is the Finding Genius Podcast
with Richard Jacobs.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Finding Genius Podcast, now part of the Finding Genius Foundation. I have Jameson Rogers. He's a co-founder of CBDFX, and their website is cbdfx.com. So we're going to talk about that. So welcome, Jameson. Thanks for coming.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Richard.
Yeah. But first, tell me a bit about your background. How did you co-found this company, and what were you doing before?
That's a long story, but I'll try to give you the elevator pitch version. For starting our parent company, I was in the real estate space. I got my real estate license when I was 18, just a few days after my 18th birthday, and just kind of cut my teeth on the sales side of things, just trying to convince, you know, the families within my area that the real estate office gave me to trust me to sell their house. So that was a challenge in itself. That was in 2003 and 4 and 5 and had a lot of fun in that space. You know, fast forward about 8 years later, we had the real estate crash of 2008 and started investing in things with different groups. And found myself in 2010 kind of itching for like another challenge. And so I'm sitting around lunch table with some friends, just talking through what we saw as some opportunities. One topic that came up was some products that basically would help people quit smoking. At the time, my mom was quitting smoking, utilizing these electronic cigarettes that were really new at the time and weren't really widely available. And so we started looking and ended up completely getting out of the real estate space and just focusing on trying to create this smoking cessation product, which I saw help my mom. So we just got our first production run, which was, you know, basically like a pallet of products, and got in the car and basically just went, you know, two or three different directions, a couple of close friends and I, and stopped at every single store that we thought could be a potential customer and beg them to carry the product. And so for about 6 months, until we had probably about 400 or 500 stores at the time, and we're quickly outgrowing the little garage that we started in, and got our first little office and first employee or two, and just built the business around that brand, which was named after our parent company, Anywhere, and had a lot of fun building that brand up until 2014. When one of our large customers that had about 1,000 stores at the time that we were all in with this, our legacy product, they called and said, "Hey, we've just heard about this thing called the 2014 Farm Bill, and decriminalized hemp as an ingredient, and we'd love for you to look into this and tell us if you think if what we're being told is the truth, number one, and number two, if there's any products that you could get excited about that you potentially would be willing to launch for us and our retail stores, because we think that it would do really well and resonate with our consumers." And so I told them to give me 72 hours and then I'd become a quick expert on all things regarding the 2014 Farm Bill. And that's what we did, just because we knew how big of a customer they could be.
What is this Farm Bill? It governs is that the 0.3% active THC that appears in various products, or like, what is it?
Yeah. So it clarified a number of things. Up until 2014, it was hemp as an ingredient was considered a Schedule I drug. And that had been the case for decades and decades. And so the main thing that changed in 2014 was that it was descheduled. And there was various rules. The Farm Bill, as it stands, is basically like just an agricultural, ruling that comes out every 4 to 5 years. The 2014 was the basically the historic moment where hemp was descheduled in our lifetime. So that kind of opened the door, and there was all kinds of hemp products that was coming to market at the time, and CBD became a more widely available ingredient. But at the same time, consumer education was at its infancy around CBD, and so it was kind of this pivotal moment where we all got excited about it, and we're learning about it at the same time as most everybody else in America anyway. And so, but at the time in the 2014 Farm Bill, it had specific language around the illegalities around hemp, specifically that hemp needed to be sourced from licensed and industrial hemp farmers, which at the time in the U.S., there was no such thing as a license to grow hemp because it was a Schedule I drug, right? So in order to be compliant for the first 4 years of our company's existence, we had to source from licensed farmers in Europe because that's the only other geography that was really cultivating hemp at the time. So it was a lot of loopholes compliance-wise that we'd had to jump through, hurdles rather, not loopholes. And so so it was fun though, just kind of learning the landscape of who's who and trying to professionalize our business through these kind of pioneering, trailblazing times.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a big hustler going around in places and speaking to them directly. And what kind of reception did you get, and which places were more amenable and wasn't surprising? Like, where did you first get into and why or how?
Yeah, for CBD effects, obviously the natural first customer was the customer that asked us to look into it. So that went really well. And they did a test in about 50 stores. It did amazingly well. And then they rolled us out into all of their locations. And so that, along with the other channels that we already built on the electronic cigarette side of the business, was also natural because we're already talking to those customers on a regular basis and that kind of thing. Now, then the more professional retailers like the CVS's and Walgreens of the world, as the industry started to professionalize and grow, those kinds of retailers started to take notice and want to learn more about how they could participate in the CBD space. And so they started to become more of a focus on the health and wellness, supermarkets and that kind of thing. There's thousands and thousands of mom and pop health and wellness stores, in different geographies that are customers of ours today and that have been customers for years.
So what are some of the flagship product of CBD effects? Is it just CBD type products, or do you also deal with like other cannabinoids?
CBD effects just focuses on CBD as a main ingredient. We do have products that contain different concentrations of CBD, as well as different concentrations of THC. So there's basically three different types of CBD products. There's an isolate CBD, there's broad spectrum CBD. Broad spectrum just basically refers to the fact that there's other minor cannabinoids in the product, not just CBD by itself. Isolate CBD products just contain only CBD and no other minor cannabinoids or THC, and full spectrum products contain CBD, other minor cannabinoids, and various percentages of a small amount of THC, of course, well under the 0.3% as allocated by the Farm Bill. So we sell various different products. And from the beginning, one thing that we wanted to focus on as a differentiator was the fact that each of our products have what we call layered functionality. So not just resting, like some companies have chosen to do over the years, not just resting on the fact that CBD is an awesome ingredient and it's in this product, so you should buy it. We focused early on making an awesome product and then incorporating CBD into that product. So that CBD aspect just makes it that much more beneficial to the consumer. We have products that people use, and it's a cream product and it has menthol and white willow bark.
I've tried that. And when you have a sore muscle and area and help.
It should help by itself without the CBD, right? And you add the CBD into it, and CBD does what CBD does and just gets that much more helpful is our thought. So, a big thing for us, just because people in the industry have, chosen to kind of take that path at times in their product R&D creation, our goal was to basically try to eliminate steps in someone's daily routine. If they're taking an apple cider vinegar gummy every morning and they also want to take CBD, the goal is to combine those things. Or if they're taking melatonin to help with sleep and they think that CBD could be helpful to them, we'd want to combine those things and try to, add value to the consumer's daily routine.
When is it good to include CBD with, let's say, THC? Some people say it slows the high. Some people say it potentiates it or just makes it less, the person will have less anxiety. What have you seen the effects are of CBD being combined with various things like melatonin, THC, et cetera?
Well, anecdotally, I can speak to my own experience. You know, melatonin helps with gate sleep, or like helps someone go to sleep, right? So combining CBD with that, you'd assume that it would do the same. But it's really a personal experience. You know, we kind of have to walk this line around saying what CBD is helpful for, or it can help with this and can help with that, just from a compliance perspective, because it's a growing, emerging industry. But for the longest time, up until recently, and hopefully soon, you know, our goal is to become a fully regulated industry where the lines are super clear and there's been enough science behind the overall products and the concentrations in different products to be able to make, you know, quote unquote claims. But for myself, I know there's been a million different things over the years that CBD's helped me with, whether it's just a tennis injury or a shoulder that's bothering me or something along those lines. I have friends and family that take CBD religiously for various reasons. And it's really a personal experience. So, you know, one thing that works for my mom won't necessarily work for you, Richard. You know, it's one of those things you have to just try.
CBDFX full spectrum and broad spectrum CBD products are formulated to boost overall wellness and deliver calm vibes for daytime and nighttime use. CBDFX is offering our listeners an exclusive 25% off, which I think is very generous, plus a free CBD bath bomb with your first purchase when you use the code GENIUS. Don't miss this special 25% off offer for Finding Genius listeners only at CBDFX.com. Offer expires August 31st, 2023. Feel the difference with CBDFX.
But what have you heard anecdotally? I know you're not making any claims, but just like, what are some anonymous stories you could share of what you've heard?
Yeah, a relaxation is one, and overall calmness and sleep for sure. Those are the main categories, you know, sleep, calmness, aches, that kind of thing. So those are like the main three or four categories that people kind of seek out CBD to help them with.
Okay. So what are some of your most purchased products?
For us, gummies for sure is a huge category for us. Gummies, and then oils, and then capsules. Cream and pet products do really well as well, but our flagship is really our gummy offering. We take a lot of pride in each one of those formulations.
So what's an example of one of the formulations? Is it like full spectrum? Like, I've gotten confused. I've seen full spectrum CBD, and then I think of what the other term is, and I've tried some CBD, and some of it seems to work really well. Some of it, even though it says high number of milligrams, it doesn't seem to do anything. Guidance on why?
Yeah, you probably just chose the wrong company, Richard. You should have came to CBDFX.com. I'm just kidding.
No, I know, I'm sure. But as a consumer without knowing, how do I know when I'm in a store?
Yeah, it's tough, right? So this industry is just booming. And if you're not doubling in growth each year, you're probably losing market share to somebody else who's being a little more intentional about, you know, working hard day after day and putting together, you know, the best possible team of passionate people, that kind of thing. For any emerging industry, you have these snake oil salesmen or guys that are trying to take advantage of the industry, and you got to be cautious, right, in terms of who are the responsible players and who are the guys that are in this right by the consumer. So really, it's just about doing research. You know, anything that you Google, whether it's CBD oil or CBD gummies, you'll see a number of reputable websites, whether that's like Healthline or Forbes or some medical news today. And there's a number of publishers that are very well respected and do their vetting in terms of the brands that they decide to focus on and highlight. I would start there. I would also, you know, there's four or five companies that we all consider ourselves kind of friendly, competitive peers, because for years we've had to more or less self-police ourselves and try to keep ourselves honest and responsible as the regulations became clearer and clearer. You know, those four or five guys have done a really good job and are basically setting the precedent for the rest of the industry. There are millions.
The label is accurate. What should I look for? Like, again, I've seen full spectrum. I don't remember what else the labels have said, but what are some things, again, someone should look for to know that, okay, at least there's a good chance that this product will work?
Good question. So I think one thing that I didn't mention is the fact that all reputable companies will provide a COA, a certificate of analysis, which is basically a fancy word for just a lab report that allows the customer to see that specific batch or lot number, the fact that there's verified potency. So basically, in short terms, it's just the fact that what they're advertising is actually in the finished product. That's an important piece. And all the respected companies are making those lab reports, COAs, available on their website, whether it's on the individual product page or there's a lab report link at the very bottom of each page so that someone can go and verify that. Now, there's QR code also on all of our products where the users can just scan the QR code and see the lab report for that specific product. Most of the professional companies also have that available on their product packaging as well. And it's not found as easily because it's a lot to manage. A lot of the kind of more fly-by-night guys are not going to that extent.
Okay. Your top products are what?
We have a number of gummy SKUs that are constantly evolving.
It's an example, like how many milligrams and what are some particulars of the product? What's the name of it?
Yeah. So our CBFX gummy offering is, it's basically our goal is to check all of the boxes. We have a product that is just CBD in it. It's our mixed berries gummies. Mixed berry gummies. We have another gummy that is meant to help with sleep, and it's sleep with melatonin. So it's just a lemon gummy with melatonin as well as CBD. All of our gummies that are not full spectrum are offered in 1500 milligrams and 3000 milligrams. That whole offering is all broad spectrum CBD. And we have a turmeric and spirulina gummy that is turmeric and spirulina are known to help with anti-inflammatory reasons and things like that. So that's a favorite with a lot of people. We've got another gummy that has a number of mushrooms in it, like chaga and cordyceps and lion's mane, things like that, along with CBD, and an apple cider vinegar gummy that does really well as well.
Yeah, the mushroom gummy seems to be very, very unique. I haven't heard that combined with CBD. What kind of response have you heard to that one in particular?
It's a fairly new product, but it's been really well received. It tastes great, which was half the battle. It took us 6 months to go back and forth on a million different samples, but we're really proud of it. It works for me. I definitely feel a difference when I take them. And it's got a number of other wellness-focused mushrooms, chaga and cordyceps, lion's mane, reishi, maitake, turkey tail, shiitake, all these mushrooms. It's basically our blend of 50 milligrams of those total mushrooms in each gummy. Yeah.
I know for someone that takes a lot of supplements like me, it's like, you don't want to swallow 20, 30, 40 pills.
Yeah.
So anything that can come in gummy form is very helpful. Like I take quercetin gummies and all that stuff is excellent. So I'm glad that you have a gummy formulation of mushrooms.
Yeah, awesome. We've seen that category just grow leaps and bounds. Like you said, consumers seem to be preferring gummies over anything if they can help it.
Well, they're easy to eat. They're a little bit sweet. They help. So why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Quick question. You said the industry is becoming more regulated and you're glad it's happening. Like this farm bill was passed, I guess, which limits the amount of THC in products. But what else is coming? Do you see regulation continuing to tighten?
The industry is, there's another farm bill that's coming out. I think we're hoping this year's 2023 farm bill. Like I said, it comes out every 4 to 5 years. And I think most of the industry is hoping for some clarification around how the FDA intends to regulate ingestible products, similar to the kind of clarity that we have in the UK or throughout Europe. Their regulatory framework around ingestibles is called novel foods through the FSA. So our industry is hoping for something along those lines to regulate how CBD can safely be included in a dietary supplement, for example, which is what we consider the gummies and all of the ingestible CBD products that we sell today. That would open up the door for some more professional retailers and really just professionalize the industry as a whole, just because there's some clarity there. Right now, it's a little bit of a gray area in terms of how the FDA views CBD ingestibles. And so everyone in the industry is basically hoping for a little bit more clarity there so that we can all abide by whatever regulations come out. And then, do our best to continue to do right by our customers and grow our business.
Do you see that you get different preferences depending on, illegally, obviously, certain states you can, I would guess, sell certain things to and certain ones you can't. But what do you see amongst the different states? If you sell to a state that's fully legal for everything, do you get different kind of customers from a state that, allows CBD and maybe some other stuff, but is a bit more restrictive?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
When you're selling products to a given state, some of them are more restrictive than others. Do you see that the customer is different in certain states where the laws are more lenient versus not?
In terms of what kind of products they're looking for?
Right. Their responses, what products they're looking for, things they tell you. Do you notice anything different in the different states that you sell into?
No. For the most part, the restrictions are just a handful of states just for CBD effects. And, overall, there's not that much of a measurable kind of difference between the states that have some sort of regulation in place on the state level versus the ones that don't. Consumers' patterns or behavior it's more or less the same. We do have different geographies where our demographic is a bit different. And so those people gravitate towards different products. For example, you know, we sell vape-related products as well. And obviously, it's a little bit of a younger crowd that might gravitate towards those. While, you know, my mom might prefer gummies, an oil, for example.
Oh, so you see that younger people will prefer vape products and older people, or is gummies all ages, or is it more older folks?
Yeah, I would consider gummies an all-age product, yeah, especially nowadays.
Okay. Any new products that you guys are working on that'll be out soon in the next year or so?
Yes, like I said, we're constantly innovating on the gummies, in the gummies category. We're coming out with another few SKUs over the next few months. What we've seen, too, is over the past couple of months, we've launched a number of products that are just different variations or sizes of current products that have been doing really well. Whether, you know, we offered something in the 30-count version or a 20-count version before, and now we're offering it in a 40 or 60-count version and giving the customer a little bit more value to save on something that they were buying, you know, every month anyway. And so those seem to work really well. We've also completely revamped our entire pet offering, which is going live here in the next month or so. So we're really excited about that. And a complete kind of facelift on the overall branding as well as all new products. And we're launching a number of new tinctures. Basically, every category is constantly being massaged and based on our learnings and what's happening within the industry in terms of what's trending, as well as what our customers are telling us around feedback, what they're looking for.
Okay. Well, very good. Jameson, so what's the best place for people to go to pick them up is to go to CBDFX, or are there certain stores they can go to?
Yeah, CBDFX.com is the best place to go. We do have a discount code for you guys. It's 25% off, code GENIUS. And anybody who uses that code gets that discount, as well as Bath Bomb at checkout for free.
Yeah, that's a very big discount. It's very generous of you. Thank you.
Of course.
The listeners, yeah. Okay, well, very good, Jameson. Thank you so much for coming and for being so generous with that discount. Again, it's GENIUS at checkout, and you said it saves 25%, plus they get a bath bomb. So, yeah, that's fantastic. So thank you again for coming on the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Richard. Appreciate you having me.
Remember, before you go, check out CBDFX.com for the best in organic, all-natural CBD products, both for you and your pets. Boost your wellness today and get 25% off your first order, plus get a free CBD bath bomb when you use code GENIUS at checkout. That's code GENIUS. Don't miss this special 25% off offer for Finding Genius listeners only at CBDFX.com. Offer expires August 31st, 2023. Feel the difference with CBDFX.
If you like this podcast, please click the link in the description to subscribe and review us on iTunes.
You've been listening to the Finding Genius Podcast with Richard Jacobs. If you like what you hear, be sure to review and subscribe to the Finding Genius Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And want to be smarter than everybody else? Become a premium member at FindingGeniusPodcast.com. This podcast is for information only. No advice of any kind is being given. Any action you take or don't take as a result of listening is your sole responsibility. Consult professionals when advice is needed.